Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable, and so are you. Yay for us. Thank you for joining me during this pandemic time on our planet. I am sending you love and total health. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I am welcoming you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say love your addiction. I didn't say hate your addiction. Today, we're going to be focusing on power. Your point of power is now, in this present moment. Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. And I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God. But there are many names for it. Source, all that is, supreme being, universe, higher power, and it really doesn't matter what we call it. Many have also forgotten that we are creators too. Why have we created addictions? Well, I believe that they're a magnificent tool for learning. And so has COVID-19 been. Here in this third-dimensional world, we have chosen to learn to experience life through polarities, like hot and cold, male and female, health and coronavirus. What if it's time to stop learning that way? I believe that we're all looking for love mainly because of our loss of connection to our source, our God, or whoever you're calling it. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give us what they don't have. And this tends to leave a mark on us as kids, and we start thinking that there's something wrong with us. Well, I promise you, I know for certain, there is no thing wrong with any of us. So damn it, stop thinking that way, please. Today, we are going to be looking at your point of power is now. Abraham has said, quote, "Because you counter the majority of your thoughts with opposing thoughts, you believe that you are not powerful." Well, we're going to change that now because during this program, by understanding that now is your point of power, that can be changed. To have joyful power over your own life, you need to, first of all, accept that you are the creator of your experiences. Understand the power and importance of the thoughts that you think. Accept your absolute connection to your own inner being or your God self. Realize that the emotions that you are feeling may be guidance from your inner being. And finally, make a decision that nothing is more important to you than you feel good. If you have specific questions or comments, please call in at 516-453-9181, and we'll talk about them. Or you can go into our chat room, which you will find online on our Love Your Addiction Blog Talk Radio page. COVID-19 has certainly changed our world. There have been many losses, and Earth will never be quite the same. What is it going to take? What is it going to be like? Well, you know, that's up to each of us, individually and collectively. I'm wondering, how are you handling the changes? What are you doing to comfort you? Have you been trying to control your feelings by drinking, smoking pot or other drugs, or controlling others? Well, we are offering suggestions. So please call in with your thoughts. We're all dying to the old so that the new can come in. So let's look at what we can do to accept our power. And accept is the operative word. Now, the first step of AA tells us that we admitted that we were powerless. I disagree with that. We may think we're powerless, but we never really are. It's just a thought. And when we accept that we are the creator of our experiences, we realize that our feelings and thoughts, which become our beliefs, create that experience. In other words, we create. And we co-create with the Supreme Being, with God, with our higher power, whatever you choose to call it. Now, when we drink or do drugs, we introduce an artificial external influence on mental functioning. And that dulls or heightens our senses temporarily. So we change our feelings and our thoughts and our beliefs, and we change our experience. It's really that easy, but we make it so difficult, and we think it's really a problem. When all we have to do is change our beliefs. Well, we've done that multiple times on this planet, in this lifetime. There was a time when people believed that the Earth was flat and that if you went to a certain point, you would simply fall off. Well, today we know that is not true. So we have changed that belief. Believe it or not, we are actually co-creators of our weather patterns. When we release a lot of negativity, which many of us are doing right now, that contributes to earthquakes, that contributes to volcanoes, that contributes to storms. And many of us have been experiencing storms. Here in Fort Lauderdale in southern Florida, we have had some tropical storms and we've had a lot of rain, but we have bypassed the hurricanes that could have come at us. Interesting point of view, isn't that? So when we accept that we are creators of our experiences, we can change our experiences. Is that easy to do? As an infant? Probably no. As an adult? Certainly. Look at what's going on in your life right now and find a belief pattern that may be causing it. For example, maybe you are really, really angry at work and you want to quit your job. But you're afraid that if you quit, you're not going to have any money. Well, I doubt whether that will be true, because when we do something that pleases us, things change for us. The universe, God, whatever you wish to call it, has your back at all times. Ask for help and you'll get it. But when you're using, when you have dulled yourself, when you have dulled the physical, emotional, mental, and volitional part of yourself, you change and you detract from that personal power that is always there. Now, another thing to create joyful power over your own life is that you need to understand the power that you have and the importance of the thoughts that you think. Thoughts become beliefs. I use the example of people thinking that the earth was flat, and enough people thought it, and it became a pretty dramatic belief. That's changed, however, and we now know that is not true. Here's another interesting thought that we've had for several years. We have had a war on drugs, or a war on COVID-19. When we fight something, we give it more power. When we instead send love to it, we help it to heal or change. Hence the title of this show, Love Your Addiction. You will never hear me advocating to fight your addiction. That will not work. That will only make it worse. So if you have the power, and you do, it needs to be plugged into the right voltage. You're not going to take a nightlight and try and plug it into a 220 volt that operates a washing machine. Are you? I hope not. Third thing you need to be really aware of is you need to accept your absolute connection to your own inner being. Now, your own inner being, you might call your God self, your higher self, your soul, but it is that higher part of you. And if you've never found yours, try meditating. That's a wonderful way to connect with your God self. You always have the power, but now, right now, is the time to exercise it. Anything that you want to change has to be done now in the present moment, because what you are experiencing in your present moments now are the result of your thoughts and your feelings prior to this moment that have created your experience of you. Another thing that you must realize if you want joyful power in your own life today is to realize that the emotions that you're feeling are very often guidance from your inner being, from your God self. Many people, when they're actively involved in their addictions, are really pissed off at themselves. Now, if you can change that feeling to one of gratitude. And I'm not saying that that's real easy to do, but it's all about choice. And when you make that choice and ask for help, you will get the help. That's a promise. So being pissed off at yourself is okay. That's motivation. But to stay pissed off at yourself only hurts you. It only detracts the amount of energy that you have from doing something else, because we are energetic beings. And if you want to learn more about energy and being an energetic being, you can get the book Power versus Force by David Hawkins. And in that book, he has a fabulous chart that he has compiled of emotions and their level of enlightenment. And he has them on a scale where the bottom of the scale is shame, and that vibrates at 20 decibels. That's pretty damn low. But if you go to peace and joy, you vibrate between 540 and 600. How do we change our vibrations? Well, we do it with our thoughts, which therefore help us change our beliefs and our feelings and emotions. So think about that, please. So you are able to change your emotions, and then you will vibrate much higher. And when you're vibrating higher, when you are vibrating at love, joy, and peace, you're not going to be interested in vibrating at the low vibrations of shame, guilt, and grief, which all vibrate below 100. Okay. And finally, to have joyful power over your life, you need to make a decision that nothing is more important than you feel joyful and good. And I'm not talking about the phony good feeling of drugs and alcohol, which only last for a brief period of time. And as the addiction continues, you lose that feeling, that false feeling that you're feeling good. So bottom line, we are energetic beings, and we need to remember that. So if you have been putting off quitting a job, ending a relationship, getting a divorce, moving, whatever the situation is, now is the time to make the change. The longer you put it off, the more pain that you're going to hear or feel. You're not here to survive life. You're here to enjoy it. And I believe that it is time to stop learning what is through what is not. Most of our diseases are caused by imbalances of energy flows throughout our body. And that refers to David Hawkins's Power versus Force, where I talked about the way that he has indicated the vibration of certain feelings. Your reason to be here on this planet is to activate your soul plan, your purpose, your mission, whatever that is. So please stop putting off what you could do today, what you can do today. And that refers to everything in your life. Because you can look at things very differently. For example, if you take a raw potato and you boil it, you can boil it so that it becomes somewhat soft, and you can cut that potato for potato salad. And that'll be a wonderful way to give yourself nutrition. However, if you take that same potato and you boil it for over 25, 30 minutes, it will become so soft and mushy that you can make it into mashed potatoes. The same potato does a couple of things. So by looking at the potato, I hope that you can see that by changing your thoughts, your vibrations change and you get different results. Interesting the way we're made, isn't it? Okay. And we're all made of the same cosmic elements. We've all been created from the same oneness. Even our animals. And it's very interesting, as I watched the vibration of my youngest son yesterday, who was very upset because his dog was not responding well to the medication that the vet gave him for an earache. He has the most beautiful, loving, wonderful dog that is part wolf. The mother was the wolf and the father was a Malamute. And this dog has been suffering for the last couple of days with an intense earache. So when my son told me that, I was going to a nutrition store that afternoon, and I stopped in and I asked one of the consultants in the nutrition store. I asked him if he knew of anything, of any natural product that would help an animal's earache. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, colloidal silver has worked wonders for dogs and cats. He said, we have some great colloidal silver here. And I said, well, that's wonderful. I don't need to buy any because I've got some fabulous colloidal silver at home. So I took some colloidal silver to my son, who gave it to his dog. He put it in the dog's water, and he put it in the dog's ear. And when I talked to my son this morning, his vibration had gone from sadness and fear that he was in yesterday, which radiates at 100 or 75, it had gone to joy, which is 540. Interesting example, but I think it really, really shows us things. Now, I ask you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? Interesting, isn't it? And you can find more answers, and you can reach me at www.beingrecovered.net. We're energetic beings. and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we are creating the things that happen on this planet. Could we now all take this opportunity to send love to all the addicted people on the planet, their loved ones who are in pain, plus all of those who have been affected by COVID-19? And by the way, if we would stop hating COVID and sending ugly thoughts to it, and start sending love to it to heal it, wouldn't it be interesting? This planet would change. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. My hope is that you have been awakened and stirred by the truth that we have shared. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. What if you stopped validating other people's realities? What if you lost your capacity to judge and blame? And what if today, right now, you became grateful for new opportunities? Do you think your life could be more joyful? Everything that you have done to make yourself wrong, will you now please destroy and uncreate it? Please step into the love that you truly are. This is Jude Albright, and I am sending you love and a day full of new, marvelous realities. Goodbye for now, and stay beautiful.